وعنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كل أمر ذي بال لم يؤد فيه بحمد الله فهو أقطع. Still in this chapter of making shukr of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and the method of making shukr is to praise Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. By praising Allah Ta'ala, a person is making the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kullu amrin dhi balin, every matter which is of importance. That is, not just ordinary daily chores, but any matter which is of some importance. Lam la yubda fihi bilhamdillah. And a person did not start it with the praises of Allah Ta'ala, fahuwa aqta. Then that amal will be void, will be empty of any barakat, of any goodness. So whatever we start, we should start it in the name of Allah Ta'ala. In this hadith it has come with Alhamdulillah. In other hadith it comes with Bismillah. That is, with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we do, we should try and say Bismillah. There will be a lot of barakat. Or Alhamdulillah. Today when a talk is started, for example, a khutbah, then Alhamdulillah, Nahmaduhu, etc. is recited. But unfortunately, this has become more as a formality. But the reality of it should be there, then there is a lot of barakat. Whatever we do, whatever work we do, we should read Bismillah, we should read Alhamdulillah, we should engage ourselves in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When we start any work, then there will be a lot of barakat. Otherwise, it will be deprived of barakat. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ وَلَدُ الْعَبْدِ, when the child of a person passes away, whether it is a small child or even if it's a grown-up child, whether it is a male or whether it's a female, قال الله تعالى لملائكته, then Allah Ta'ala on that occasion asked the malaika, the angels, قَبَثْتُمْ وَلَدَ عَبْدِي, have you, the malakul maut, have you taken the ruh, the life of my, the son of my servant, that is, of this particular child, this person, did you take his soul? They reply, فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ, yes, we have, according to the command of Allah, it was appointed that the ruh of this child be taken. فَيَقُولُ, then Allah Ta'ala says, قَبَثْتُمْ ثَمَرَةَ فَوَادِهِ, have you taken the fruit of his heart? That is, what all his heart desires, it is his child. He loves his child, and now the child has passed away. The child has been taken away. And whatever he used to do, it is as though he used to do it for his child. So he's the fruit of his heart, he's the coolness of his eyes, and you have taken him away. فَيَقُولُونَ نَعَمْ, then they said, the malaika replied and said, yes, we have taken away what was very dear and very close to that person. فَيَقُولُ, then Allah asked them, فَمَاذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي, what did my servant say at that time when you had taken away his very dear possession, what he loved so much? فَيَقُولُونَ, they reply and said, حَمِدَكَ وَاسْتَرْجَعَ, he praised Allah Ta'ala and he seeked hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Istirja is to read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It is to read that. So a person, whenever any difficulty comes, and he praises Allah Ta'ala, for example, he says, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Whatever my condition is, but all praises are to Allah. Allah knows in what condition He has kept me. In other words, He's satisfied. And even in His hard conditions, He makes shukr to Allah. This is a very great ibadat, and it shows His servitude, that He's a slave, a humble slave of Allah, happy with the Master's decisions and decree. For this, a person has to develop his iman. Otherwise, little things go against our tabiat, our nature, and we get upset. We get depressed. We don't want to accept. This is a matter of iman. A person develops his iman and is happy with what Allah has decreed. and wastarja, and he reads that inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and that also what the essence of it, that we are for Allah and to him we have to return, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow. And also the completion of reading inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is that a person reads Allahumma ajirni fi musibati hadha, oh Allah, save me of this difficulty I am in, warzuqni khayran min, and give me something better in return. Hazrat Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, when her husband passed away, she read this dua. And in return, Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her as her husband. A much more better ni'mat Allah had blessed her. So whenever any difficulty comes, a person should be pleased with Allah's decisions, and he should read inna lillahi, and he should read it with these words of the hadith to complete it. Inshallah, that will be a small problem, and Allah will give him a great ni'mat in return. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, then Allah Ta'ala says, acha, he did this, he's happy with me even in this adverse conditions, and he has submitted himself to me, and he's not fighting against me, he's not upset with me. So Allah says, ibnu li'abdi baytan fil jannah, build a palace for my banda in jannah, wasammuhu baytul hamd, and keep the name of that palace baytul hamd, that is the palace of the praises of Allah. Because even in those difficult and adverse conditions, when his heart was so sore, he praised me. So give the name of that palace, the palace of the praises of Allah Ta'ala. The last hadith in this chapter, وَعَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ, Allah Ta'ala becomes extremely happy, and definitely Allah becomes very greatly happy over a servant, يَأْكُلُ الْأَكْلَةَ, he takes one morsel of food, he takes food and puts it in his mouth, فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا, and then he praises Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala upon that. So this is the height of it, that over almost every luqma, every morsel of food, a person puts this in his mouth and he says Alhamdulillah. And just this just needs a little bit of reality. A person was hungry, for example, a person thinks all this food I'm eating, this roti, the flour from where it has come, there was salt added, there was water added, from where did all that come? Then I've eaten mutton curry, where did the mutton come from? There's some potatoes in there, where all the ni'mats from around the world Allah has put for me in one plate. And when I'm so much in need of this food, Allah gave it to me to eat. He gave my hands the strength to pick up the food and put it in my mouth. My jaws are working properly. I haven't got some toothache that I can't put the food in my mouth, and it's paining me terribly. I'm chewing properly. It's getting digested. For all this, Alhamdulillah is the bare minimum we can say. And Allah becomes extremely happy that in actual fact this person's iman has been made to that level that he realizes it's only me that I'm giving him all this. And what a great ni'mat. How much don't we eat? But before eating we don't read Bismillah. While eating we don't make shukr. After eating we don't make shukr. This is the height of ingratitude. We should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَيَشْرَبُ الشَّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا, and he drinks a gulp of water, and on that also he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. This is a true servant and slave of Allah. And for this there are great, great merits. From this also we can see, just by eating, if we learn to eat, then we can become a great waliullah just by eating. Forget what the tahajjud will deliver to us, and forget what all our ibadat. If we just train ourselves, make our islah, our eating alone, eating and enjoying great ni'mats of Allah, and we can become great awliya in that. Such a beautiful deen Allah has given to us, but unfortunately we are very unmindful of these things, which really reflects that our iman is almost dead. There is no life in our iman. That's why there is no connection with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we'll recognize all this, it is from Allah, and we'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala.